Something big is going down on Wall Street that could impact all of us, and they are doing their best to bury it. In case you missed it, there is a scandal rocking the Bank of England, but this impacts everyone, American and abroad, and I'll explain why. The Bank of England is suffering from a gold shortage. Essentially, they don't have the gold they're supposed to have. Now, the lid was blown off this because the wait time to withdraw gold went from a day to 8 weeks, essentially indefinitely frozen, because they don't have the assets. So where did they go? Where is the gold? Well, supposedly the majority of it has been shipped to New York. But the reason why doesn't make any sense. Supposedly it's to avoid tariffs, but there never were tariffs on gold in 2016, and President Trump said he won't do any now. But that's not all. The math itself doesn't add up. 393 metric tons was sent to New York, but the Bank of England is supposed to have over 5,000 metric tons. This is less than 10% of the supposed total reserves they have. Where is the gold? This isn't musical chairs. You either have it or you don't. So Bank of England could well be lying about the amount that was sent and why it was sent. Because here's the kicker, there hasn't been this much total gold stored in New York as there was in 2020, and at that point, everyone thought the world was ending. Today, people are optimistic, as much as you can be, but more than 2020. But what does that tell us? What do those in power know that we don't? Something big is coming, and they are preparing by shifting their gold around. That's all we know right now. But mark my words, they're preparing for something.